Hello, everyone. So everything I'm about to say to you has me filled with angst, anguish, and agony. It's very easy to listen to this episode and assume that I'm attacking houses of worship, and that's not what I'm doing at all. In fact, I want to say this on record. There are plenty of houses of worship that are of empathy, of compassion, of neighborliness, and there are plenty of houses of worship that are embracing of disadvantaged persons such as I. So I do not paint any aspect of life with a broad brush. I don't lump all people together. I don't lump all things together. I don't lump all situations together. I don't lump all environments together. I don't lump all habits together. I don't lump all events together. I don't have a monolithic mentality towards anyone or anything. I don't engage in black and white thinking. I don't do all or nothing thinking. And I don't do generalizations. And I don't make blanket statements. So here is why I am unchurched, de-churched, and non-churched. Because I have been looking for... I'm going to start with church and work my way up. I have been looking for churches that... that fully advocate for people with autism like me in terms of autism taxation justice, autism social insurance justice, autism public health justice, autism public school justice, autism public services justice, autism labor law justice, autism regulation of markets justice, autism ensuring distribution of wealth justice, autism equal opportunity justice, autism equality of outcome justice, and a fair balance in the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society where autistic individuals' rights are recognized and protected. And I've also been looking for churches where, for autism social justice, the autism emphasis has been on the breaking of autistic barriers for autism social mobility, the creation of autism safety nets, and autism economic justice. And I have been looking for churches that fully advocate for people with autism such as I when it comes to the courts, education, electricity, emergency services, environmental protection, healthcare, mail, military, public buildings, public libraries, public parks, public policies, public utilities, public transportation, social services, state schools, telecommunications, transportation infrastructure, urban planning, waste management, and water supply networks. And so far, I have not been able to find churches that do these things. I'm not saying they're out there. I just have not been made aware that there are churches out there that do all these things. So that's explains why I have not been in churches throughout the week, and that's why I have not been in churches on the weekends, Saturday, Sundays, because some churches worship on Saturday, some worship on Sunday. So that explains that part. And so, to be fair, I don't want to make it look like I'm picking on churches. I have been looking for mosque, temples, centers, synagogues, monasteries, and tabernacles that fight for the fair balance and distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges from the society where autistic individuals' rights are recognized and protected. I've been looking for mosques, temples, centers, synagogues, monasteries, and tabernacles where the movement for autism social justice, the autism emphasis has been on the breaking of autism barriers for autism social mobility, the creation of autism safety nets, and autism economic justice. I've been looking for mosques, temples, centers, synagogues, monasteries, and tabernacles where there is full fighting for autism taxation justice, autism social insurance justice, autism public health justice, autism public school justice, autism public services justice, autism labor law justice, autism regulation of markets justice, to ensure autism distribution of wealth justice, autism equal opportunity justice, autism equality of outcome justice. Lastly, I have been looking for mosques, temples, centers, synagogues, monasteries, and tabernacles where they fight for full advocacy for people with autism like myself when it comes to, one more time, the courts, education, electricity, emergency services, environmental protection, healthcare, mail, military, public buildings, public libraries, public parks, public policy, public utilities, public transportation, social services, state, school, telecommunications, transportation infrastructure, urban planning, waste management, water supply network. So, that's why I have not been in mosques, temples, centers, synagogues, monasteries, and tabernacles throughout the week. That's why I've not been in mosques, temples, centers, synagogues, temples, monasteries, and tabernacles on weekends. Some do Saturday, some do Sunday. So I haven't found any houses of worship that do any of these things. So that's why I am unmasked, non-masked, demasked. That's why I'm untemple, non-temple, detempled. That's why I'm unmonastery, non-monastery, demonastery. That's why that's why I am unmonastery, non-monastery, demonastery. That's why I'm untabernacled, non-tabernacled, detabernacled. That's why I'm unsynagogued, non-synagogued, desynagogued. That's why I'm uncentered, non-centered, decentered. So I currently do not attend any houses of worship for all those reasons, and um So here is my message to the society at large. I do my best to be fair to House of Worship because I know that being well rounded in how I feel is very much important. I'm not a bully, and so I therefore do my best to speak about parts of life and just life in general respectfully. So this is how people with autism like myself, this is how we're feeling. So we live in a hyper individualistic world, right? And not everybody's hyper individualistic, not everybody's hyper materialistic either. That's true. There are so many people who idol worship materialism, and they idol worship individuality. It's one thing being your own person, it's another thing when you unnecessarily disconnect yourself from other people to the point where you try to be your own island all the time, which is unhealthy. That's what I'm referring to. So there's so many people in the world who look at people like me and see us as liabilities for their individuality and their materialism. Now that I've crystal cleared that up, let me directly jump into the point I need to make. There are so many people who are afraid of losing rooms and spaces of their housing for people like me. Because if I have to fight for people like Antonio, I'll lose this and that. And I'm going to tell you specifically what they're afraid of in terms of the consequences of doing activism and advocacy for people like me. So, for example, they'll go, so subconsciously, they think to themselves, we are afraid of losing our bonus rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our common rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our dens for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our dining rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our family rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our garrets for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our great rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our home cinemas for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our kitchens for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our dirty kitchens for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our kitchenettes for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our living rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our gymnasiums for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our harems for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our androns for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our man caves for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our recreation rooms for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our billiard rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our shrines for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our home offices for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our sunrooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our shared rooms, common areas for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our private rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our bathrooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our toilets for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our bedrooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our guest rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our closets for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our bed sitting rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our boudoirs for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our cabinets for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our nurseries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our spaces for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our atriums for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our balconies for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our breezeways for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our conversation pits for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our cubby holes for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our decks like for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our elevator for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our dumbwaiters for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our lobbies for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our ginkans for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our fireplaces for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our hearts for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our reception areas for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our halls for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our hallways for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our ingle nooks for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our lanais for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our lofts for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our loggias for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our overhangs for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our patios for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our porches for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our screened porches for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our sleeping porches for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our wheelchair ramps for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our secret passages for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our stairs for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our stairwells for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our terrace buildings for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our verandas for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our vestibules for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our technical utility and storage for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our attics, A-T-T-I-C, for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our basements for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our carports for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our cloakrooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our fitted closets for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our crawl spaces for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our electrical rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our equipment rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our furnace rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our boiler rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our garages for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our janitorial closets for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our larders for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our laundry rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our utility rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our storage rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our mechanical rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our mechanical floors for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our pantries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our root cellars for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our semi-basements for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our storm cellars for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our safe rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our studios for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our wardrobes for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our wine cellars for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our wiring closets for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our workshops for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our great house areas for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our antechambers for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our ballrooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our butler's pantries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our buttery rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our sauceries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our sculleries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our spiceries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our still rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our conservatory within greenhouses for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our orangeries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our courtyards for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our drawing rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our great chambers for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our great halls for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our libraries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our long galleries for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our lumber rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our parlors for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our saunas for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our servants' halls for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our servants' quarters for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our smoking rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our drinking rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our solars for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our state rooms for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our swimming pools for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our Tourette's, T-U-R-R-E-T, for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our undercross for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our furniture for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our hidden compartments for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing all of our house plans for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing all of our house styles for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing all of our house types for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our multifamily residentials for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our secondary suites for people like Antonio. Afraid of losing our duplex buildings for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our townhouses for people like Antonio. We are afraid of losing our single-family detached homes for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our semi-detached houses for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our row houses for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our studio apartments for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our architectural elements for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our arches for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our balusters for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our belt courses for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our breast summits for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our ceilings for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our chimneys for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our colonnades for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our porticos for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our columns for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our cornices for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our eaves for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our domes for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our doors for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our L architectures for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our floors for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our foundations engineering for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our gables for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our gates for people like Antonio. We're losing our portal architectures for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our lighting for people like Antonio. We're losing our ornament arts for people like Antonio. We're losing our plumbing for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our keyoins for people like Antonio. We're losing our roofs for people like Antonio. We're losing our roof lanterns for people like Antonio. We're losing our sill plates for people like Antonio. We're losing our architectural styles for people like Antonio. Afraid of losing all of our architectural styles for people like Antonio. Afraid of losing our skylights for people like Antonio. For losing our threshold architecture for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our transom architecture, transom. We're afraid of losing our vaults architecture for people like Antonio. For losing our walls for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our windows for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our backyards for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our driveways for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our front yards for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our back gardens, backyards for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our homes for people like Antonio, for losing our home improvement and renovations and remodeling for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our home repairs for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our sheds for people like Antonio. We're afraid of losing our tree houses for people like Antonio. They'll choose airports over me. They'll choose business parks over me. They'll choose commercial areas over me. They'll choose mixed-use developments over me. They'll choose office buildings over me. They'll choose ports over me. They'll choose inland ports over me. They'll choose power centers over me. They'll choose retail parks over me. They'll choose riverfronts over me. They'll choose shopping centers over me. They'll choose shopping malls over me. They'll choose shopping streets and shopping districts over me. They'll choose planned commercial developments over me. They'll choose real estate developments over me. They'll choose planned industrial developments over me. They'll choose business clusters over me. They'll choose industrial districts over me. They'll choose industrial parks over me. They'll choose technology centers over me. They'll choose planned residential developments over me. They'll choose agri-hoods over me. They'll choose boarding houses over me. They'll choose bungalow courts over me. They'll choose city blocks over me. They'll choose company towns over me. They'll choose conservation communities over me. They'll choose executive homes over me. They'll choose golf course communities over me. They'll choose gated communities over me. They'll choose housing estates over me. They'll choose intentional communities over me. They'll choose luxury apartments over me. They'll choose McMansions over me. They'll choose mixed-use developments over me. They'll choose model dwellings for the poor over me. They'll choose multi-dwelling units over me. They'll choose penthouse apartments over me. They'll choose private communities over me. They'll choose public housing over me. They'll choose residential air parks over me. They'll choose residential areas over me. They'll choose retirement communities over me. They'll choose revenue houses over me. They'll choose rooming houses over me. They'll choose single room occupancies over me. They'll choose subdivision lands over me. They'll choose tract housing over me. They'll choose campuses over me. They'll choose research parks over me. They'll choose satellite campuses over me. They'll choose science parks over me. They'll choose science/education over me. They'll choose planned municipal developments over me. They'll choose arcology over me. They'll choose civic centers over me. They'll choose garden city movements over me. They'll choose model villages over me. They'll choose planned cities over me. They'll choose planned communities over me. They'll choose urban green spaces over me. They'll choose urban parks over me. They'll choose buildings over me. They'll choose building types over me. They'll choose apartments over me. They'll choose houses over me. They'll choose house types over me. They'll choose skyscrapers. They'll choose skyscrapers over me. They'll choose tower blocks over me. They'll choose villas over me. They'll choose brownfield lands over me. They'll choose cemeteries over me. They'll choose residential cluster developments over me. They'll choose construction over me. They'll choose context theory over me. They'll choose eminent domain over me. They'll choose greenfield lands over me. They'll choose grayfield lands over me. They'll choose ground scrapers over me. They'll choose land use plannings over me. They'll choose non-building structures over me. They'll choose parks over me. They'll choose parking over me. They'll choose playgrounds over me. They'll choose redevelopment over me. They'll choose regional planning over me. They'll choose urban design over me. They'll choose urban planning over me. They'll choose zoning over me. To a lot of people, I am unimportant. But appraisers, buyer agents, buyer brokers, chartered surveyors, exclusive buyer agents, land banking, landlords, moving companies, property managers, real estate brokers, real estate investment clubs, real estate investment trusts, real estate property administrators and tenants are important. To a lot of people, I am unimportant, but companies, evictions, filtering, gentrification, graduate real estate education, green belts, indices, industry trade groups, investment firms, people, property cycles, real estate trends, undergraduate real estate programs, urban decay, urban planning, and all the housing markets by real estate prices are important to them. To a lot of people, I'm unimportant, but asset-based lending, capitalization rates, effective gross income, gross rent multipliers, hard money loans, highest and best uses, home equity loans, investment ratings for real estates, mortgage insurance, mortgage loans, real estate derivatives, real estate economics, real estate bubbles, real estate valuations, remortgages, and rental values are important to them. To a lot of people, I am unimportant, but adverse possessions, chain of titles, closing concurrent estates, conditional sales, conveyancing deeds, eminent domains, encumbrances, foreclosures, land laws, land registrations, leasehold estates, leases, property abstracts, real estate transactions, real estate contracts, real properties, rent regulations, advances, torrents, titles, and zoning are important to them. To a lot of people, I am unimportant, but commercial properties, commercial buildings, corporate real estates, extraterrestrial real estates, international real estates, lease administrations, niche real estates, garden real estates, healthcare real estates, vacation properties, arable lands, golf properties, luxury real estates, off-plan properties, private equity real estates, real estate owns, residential properties, property managements, real estate developments, real estate investings, real estate flippings and relocations are important to them. So sectors, land, law and regulation, economics, financing, evaluation and parties are important to them, but I am unimportant to them. Locations of all real estate are important to them, but again, I am unimportant to them. I am unimportant to them, but alcoves, atriums, attics, basement, cellars, bathrooms, bedrooms, nurseries, box rooms, storage rooms, conservatories, dining rooms, family rooms or dens, fireplaces, foyers, front rooms, garages, hallways, passages, festivals, hearths, home offices, studies, kitchens, larders, laundry rooms, libraries, living rooms, lofts, nooks, pantries, parlors, porches, recreation rooms, rumpus rooms, television rooms, shrines to serve religious functions, social to family, stairwells, sunrooms, swimming pools, windows, and workshops are important to them. If most people had to pick between me and luxury cars, they would pick the Aston Martins, Langondas, Duesenbergs, Cords, Auburns, BMWs, Rolls-Royces, BYDs, Denzas, Yangwangs, Imperials, Chryslers, DeSotos, Voyas, M-Heroes, Mingshis, Hunkies, Ferraris, Lincolns, Continentals, Zephyrs, Mercury, Aeons, Trump Cheese, Volvo Cars, Lynx & Co., Polestars, Lotuses, Zeekers, Jidu Autos, Cadillacs, LaSalle's, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Way, Tank, Hispanis, Sousas, Acuras, Greater Eights, Italias, Hi-Fis, Genesis Motors, Polos, De, Tommaso's, Frasers, Lee Autos, Lucid Motors, Automobili, Pininfarina's, Mercedes-Benz's, Maybach's, McLaren's, Automotives, Ambassadors, Nash Healy's, Saab's, Iris's, Neo's, Automobiles, Alpine, Infinities, IM Motors, DS's, Alfa Romeo's, Maserati's, Lancia's, Packard's, Jaguar Cars, Land Rovers, Daimler's, Lanchester's, Lexus's, Centuries, Crowns, Audis, Bentleys, Bugattis, Porsches, Lamborghinis, Karma Automotives, and Weltmeisters. And so many people, to tell you the truth, they will discard me to hold on to their ranch style houses, Ramblers, California ranches, track ranches, suburban ranches, I-houses, New England I-houses, Pennsylvania I-houses, Southern I-houses, Cape Cod style houses, capes, dachas, isbas, Ontario cottages, bungalows, chalet bungalows, roundhouses, broches, trulos, igloos, side halls, side passages, shotgun houses, double pile houses, dog trap houses, central passage, central hallway / corridors, hall and parlor houses, saddlebags, double pins or double cells, single pin, single hell, single pin, single cells, hall houses, wheeled in hall houses, single piles. And, well, I have more to say. So many people discard me just to keep their gable fronts, gable front houses, gable front cottages, A-frames, chalets, Charleston single houses, split level houses, bi-levels, split entries, raised ranches, tri-levels, quad-levels, quint-levels, tower houses, Irish tower houses, Cullis, Peel Towers, Van Eyck Towers, Welsh Tower Houses, Long Houses, Geestarden Houses, Uthland Frisian Houses, Longyears, House Barns, Barn Demoniums, Buyer Dwellings, Connected Farms, Frontagosses. So many people will discard me just to keep their courtyard houses, Riads, Heyuan, Sen Heyuan, Slope Houses, Snout Houses, Octagon Houses, Stilt Houses, Villas, Mansions, McMansions, Palaces, Castles, Yachts. So many people would discard me just to keep their airy houses, ASAM type houses, basil houses, converted barns, earth sheltered houses, pit houses, rammed earth sod houses, earth bag homes, sow terrains, underground homes, yow dungs, waddle and daubs, adobes, kit houses, Sears catalog homes, laneway homes, log cabins, plank houses, pole houses, prefab kit houses, manufactured houses, modular homes, lustrin houses, stilt houses, tree houses, upper lusatian houses, wimpy, no fines houses, two family duplexes, three family triplexes, four-family quadplexes, townhouses, terraced houses, row houses, linked semi-detached, mused property, patio houses, weavers, cottages, chattel houses, mobile homes, trailers, trailer parks, recreational vehicles, travel trailers, tiny houses, house boats, tents, teepees, and yurts. So many people will discard me for their country houses, suburban houses, master's bedrooms, en-suite bathrooms, playrooms, guest rooms, dressing rooms, game rooms, music rooms, billiard rooms, libraries, cabinets, sitting rooms, root cellars, outhouses, pit latrines, box rooms, multi-purpose rooms, en-suite rooms, washrooms. That's how people feel about me. So many people would discard me just to keep celebrity culture, celebrity worship syndrome, corporate America, Ivy League institutions, royal figures, governors, mayors, the White House, Congress, U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, prime ministers, kings, queens, even the dictators within continents and islands, they'll discard me for them too. So many people don't want to lose relationships for me. They don't want to lose people for me. They don't want to lose things for me. They don't want to lose situations for me. They don't want to lose materialism, material things for me. They don't want to lose events for me. They don't want to lose environments for me. They don't want to lose habits for me. They don't want to lose their prestige and pristine for me. They don't want to lose ratings and viewership for me. They don't want to lose media platforms for me. And since we're on the subject of media, lots of people will say, in order for me to maintain my art media, media communication tools, advertising media, broadcast media, digital media, electronic media, hypermedia, interactive media, mass media, media program, multimedia, new media, news media, print media, published media, recording medium, social media, media player, softwares, and storage media, I have to pretend that Antonio doesn't exist. I need my press rooms that much. I gotta hold on to my press conferences for dear life, but I will not allow him to ruin my media mogul lifestyles. And I just have to keep saying this, that lots of people will put put their clothing over my community. So they won't choose the autism community that I'm a part of, but they will choose their headwear, barrettes, caps, baseball caps, flat caps, knit caps, hats, boaters, bowler hats, fedoras, Hamburg hats, top hats, helmets, hoods, headgear, kerchiefs, bandanas, mask, turbans, veils, neckwear, bands, chokers, clerical collars, lavaliers, neckerchiefs, neck gaiters, neckties, ascot ties, bolo ties, bow ties, kipper ties, school ties, stock ties, scarves, tippets, tops, blouses, cashier colliers, crop tops, halter necks, tube tops, cycling jerseys, kurtas, mantles, shirts, dress shirts, Henley shirts, polo shirts, sleeveless shirts, t-shirts, sweaters, cardigans, guernseys, hoodies, jerseys, like polo necks, shrugs, sweater vests, twin sets, waistcoats, bell bottoms, trousers, bondage pants, capri pants, cargo pants, chaps, formal trousers, go to hell pants, high waters, low rises, jeans, jodhpurs, overalls, palazzo pants, parachute pants, pedal pushers, fat pants, shorts, Bermuda shorts, cycling shorts, dolphin shorts, gym shorts, hot pants, running shorts, slim fit pants, sweatpants, wind pants, yoga pants, suits, uniforms, ceremonial dresses, academic dresses, court dresses, diplomatic uniforms, folk costumes, band gala suits, jumpsuits, military uniforms, full dress uniforms, mesh dress uniforms, service dress uniforms, sailor suits, combat uniforms, pantsuits, religious clothing, cassocks, clerical clothing, vestments, school uniforms, prison uniforms, workwear, boiler suits, clean room suits, hazmat suits, space suits, scrubs clothing, dresses, gowns, formal, semi-formal, informal, backless dresses, value fit gowns, boya fit gowns, coat dresses, cocktail dresses, little black dresses, evening gowns, ball gowns, debutante dresses, princess line dresses, strapless dresses, wedding dresses, wrap dresses, casual dresses like house dresses, jumper dresses, romper suits, sheath dresses, shirt dresses, slip dresses, sundresses, skirts, A-line clothing, ballerina skirts, denim skirts, men's skirts, mini skirts, pencil skirts, prairie skirts, rah-rah skirts, sarongs, skorts, tutus, wraps, W-R-A-Ps, tops like bras, chasmosoils, undershirts, underwear and lingerie, bottoms, diapers, training pants, leggings, panties, plastic pants, slips, thongs, underpants, boxer briefs, boxer shorts, just briefs, fulls, bodysuits, long underwear, see-through clothing, teddy, cami knickers, K-I K-N-I-C-K-E-R. Overcoats, coats and outerwear, car coats and Chesterfields. Chesterfield coats, covert coats, duffel coats, duster clothing, great coats, British warms, guard coats, Greca clothing, overfrock coats, riding coats, shad belly coats, trench coats, ulster coats, cloak coats, opera coats, paletot coats, pea coats, polo coats, raincoats, Macintosh coats, Macintosh raincoats, frock coats, bikish, reckles, your suit coats, mesh jackets, suit jackets, blazer jackets, smoking jackets, sports coats, teba jackets, tail coats, dress coats, white ties, and morning coats. I'm almost finishing up, but there's more. They won't choose my autism community that for this, I say for the last time, that I'm a part of, but they'll choose their dress codes. They'll choose their Western dress codes, formal wear, morning dress, white ties, semi-formal wear, black lounge suits, black ties, informal wear, casual wear, watches, wallets, umbrellas, suspenders, sunglasses, spats, footwear, sash, pocket watches, pocket protectors, muffs, livery, jewelry, handbags, headbands, gloves, glasses, gaiters, cummerbunds, cufflinks, coin purses, boutonniere, belts, zoot suits, tights, stockings, pantyhose, garters, hold up socks, legwear, hosiery, fashion accessories, sneakers, slippers, shoes, sandals, flip-flops, dress shoes, dress boots, court shoes, boots, footwear, wetsuits, trunks, swim diapers, swim briefs, square leg suits, slings, rash guards, one-piece swimsuits, manukis, dry suits, board shorts, bikinis, swimwear, pajamas, nightshirts, nightgowns, negligees, blanket sleepers, baby grows, baby dolls, nightwares, windbreakers, sleeved blankets, ski suits, shawls, dressing gowns, bathrobes, robes, ponchos, parkas, lab coats, jerkins, garments, safari jackets, Norfolk jackets, Mackinac jackets, leather jackets, Harrington jackets, goggle jackets, flight jackets, down jackets, gilets, cutoffs, coities, pellegrinas, mozzettas, royal mantles, monastic ventures, mantles, Inverness capes, friolos, capes, cagules, blouses, pinafores, aprons. So, my last statement as I can conclude this episode is this. Imagine people who value gemstones, treasure chests above you. I can't imagine it because that's my reality. Fine dining. And lodging. And the most high-class hotels, motels. They don't want those things subtracted, but they'll subtract me and my humanity. This episode is directed to high earners and people that make so much money that they don't ever hurt for money. These are the same kinds of people that see me as a blockage to their self-secure, cozy, comfortable lifestyles. They are so much into opposition of receiving social rejection, public ridicule, career derailment, persecution, hard work, smart work, even healthy deprivation when it comes to fully advocating as well as being full activists for my neurodivergent, neurodistinct, neurodiverse community.